Substance abuse is a factor in 80% of cases where a child is removed from the home. And there are signs that the opioid epidemic is sending more children into the foster care system. To get their children back, parents usually have to beat the odds and complete rehab. Jenny Gold reports on a program in Sacramento, California, that's trying to keep families together.
At 10 a.m. every Wednesday morning, a line of parents pushing strollers files into a conference room at the Sacramento County Court Complex. They sit at rows of narrow plastic tables, shushing their babies and gazing up at a man in a black robe. A blonde woman holding a cooing baby approaches the podium.
Good morning. Who do you have with you there?
It's my daughter, Kaylin.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hearing officer Jim Teal is checking in with Emma, Kaylin's 20-year-old mom. We're not using her last name because her case is active with Child Protective Services. Emma started doing drugs at just 16. At first, it was meth, then heroin, and then she got pregnant. When Kaylin was born, she tested positive for heroin. The hospital called CPS, and they took Kaylin into custody.
And I regret every moment of it. It's hard, but I just gotta keep my head up and keep moving forward.
Like Emma, many parents here entered the system after having babies born addicted. Others were reported by friends or family. All risk losing custody of their children because of drug abuse. To keep their kids, the parents need treatment. Most people in Sacramento would have a 3-month wait, but parents in this early intervention family drug court get to start immediately.
So, Emma, it says here you're 63 days compliant?
Yes, I am.
And 63 days in the program, so you've been good.
Yes,
you've been doing what you're told. Yeah. Congratulations.
This isn't an actual court. It's a program that helps families before they enter the court and foster care system. If they can't get sober, they're sent next door to a formal family drug court, where their children are taken away and given attorneys of their own. Emma credits her success so far to her social worker.
It's been great. I got my daughter back in my custody with him. He's an amazing CPS worker.
She's talking about Matt Takamoto. He's been a social worker for nearly 20 years, and he's been working with this program since it first started 6 years ago.
In the past, there's been a lot more distrust of Child Protective Services, that all we want to do is remove the kids, and that's the last thing we want to do. It's more paperwork to remove a kid than it is to keep the kid where they're at.
He says the program is an important change in the county's approach to addiction.
It just seems from my perception that in the olden days that we would be quicker to send them to court, maybe more blaming, you know, the addict versus, you know, giving them the tools they need.
Each parent is paired with a social worker like Matt and a recovery specialist. The 6-month program is rigorous. In addition to monthly sessions at the court, they have almost daily group meetings, random testings, and parenting classes. Those addicted to opioids have access to methadone treatment, and once or twice a week, they get a home visit from their social worker. Takamoto drives over to the residential rehab facility, where Emma is living with her baby.
Here we are. This is where my clients go for residential help.
We aren't allowed to go into the center, so we observe from the parking lot. In the back is a grassy yard with a small jungle gym, where several moms are watching their children play. Emma holds Kaylin in her lap. Takamoto seems happy with her progress, but he says the hardest part of his job is realizing that not all parents are going to make it through the program. In fact, just a third end up graduating.
If, you know, these parents are not successful, ultimately it's the kids that pay the price.
Nationally, just a small fraction of families who could use family drug courts have access to them. Sherry Heller says that's a shame because they're an example of a government program that actually works. Heller runs Sacramento's health department.
People can overcome addiction if their motivation is strong enough, and this is the most effective motivation I've ever seen.
She says the evidence speaks for itself. The children in this program are 3 times less likely to be taken away from their families.
The rush that comes with getting high is pretty spectacular, and it's very hard physically once the addiction happens to overcome. But if there's one thing that matters to people more than the thrill of getting high, it's the thrill of doing the right thing for your children, of keeping your family intact.
Back in the early intervention family drug court, parents share tender moments with their children. They bounce them on their laps, kiss their tiny hands, and hold them close when they fuss. Emma clearly wants to be a good mom.
And how do you see your future 6 months from now? What do you think it's going to look like?
Very good. Hopefully I'm having my daughter with me at all times. That's awesome. Have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Just clean. don't have to have drugs no more.
Sacramento County also has a stake in her success. It saves about $21,000 a year for every kid that doesn't have to go into the court and foster system. That adds up to about $7 million in savings every year. For NPR News and Kaiser Health News, I'm Jenny Gold in Sacramento.